So reading the signs of the times, being aware of what's going on, Jesus is addressing people who are anticipating the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus is the Messiah. And so he's like, the time is being fulfilled. You should be able to read the signs of the time and know who I am. You know, that's part of what's going on in the gospel. The first reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul is talking about that evil which dwells in his flesh that keeps him from living the law of God and goodness and truth fully. And he says that I have this flesh that is at war with the law of God in me. Who will deliver me from this mortal body? And he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me. What is the sin that dwells in Paul or us or humanity? We call that the original sin. And then the original sin is healed. We are restored to our life in Christ in the covenant by the gift of baptism and rebirth. But then the church says the wound to our nature remains. And so we live our lives a process of sanctification and growing in holiness and self-control. And what are the means by which we grow in holiness and self-control and overcome the wound to our human nature? Well, the sacraments, of course, and prayer, of course. And maybe I could say prayer and fasting and almsgiving, okay? And you've all heard me say that a million times. Well, guess what? Today, our Pope has called on us, the whole Catholic Church throughout the world, and if this is the first you've heard of it, I'm glad that you're hearing of it, at least now, that today to be a day of fasting. Now, every Friday, as again, I repeat myself over and over again, according to the law of the church, every Friday is a day of penance. Every single Friday of every single year, unless it's a solemnity, is supposed to be a day of penance of some kind, where we remember our Lord's dying for us and we unite ourselves to the cross of Christ. This is part of the way we put to death the flesh through the grace that God calls us to. Well, why has Pope Francis asked us to fast today? For peace in the Middle East, for prayer and fasting. Pray and fast. You know what should be a part of your life? A regular part of your life? Prayer and fasting and giving. How do you fast? Well, that's a good question. Is fasting bad for you or good for you? It's good for you. You know, what has changed in the world in the last, 50 years? I read this thing recently. It said that the diet of the average human being has changed more in the last 50 years than it did in the previous 50,000 years. That the way we eat and how much we eat and the kind of food that we eat and how often we eat, and so we're really, really bad at fasting. We're horrible at it. But let me tell you, we are called. Jesus said, he doesn't say if you fast, he says when you fast. So I'm going to reiterate this call to you all to make fasting a regular part of your spiritual life. And I'm going to maybe even do a little research and making sure that we have some handy tips on how to fast, especially in a world that is so allergic to fasting in so many ways. But Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And how does Jesus relieve us? How does he heal us of the weakness of our flesh? Well, through the sacraments, through prayer, through fasting, through giving, through the gift of grace. So I encourage you, do something today. Fast in some small way for peace, and particularly peace in the Middle East.